This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. It's time now for another visit with the human guinea pig, also known as Emily Yaffe. She's a writer for the online magazine Slate. And Emily takes on unusual or unpleasant tasks and tells us what they're like. You may remember her previous forays into the worlds of lobbying, nude art modeling, beauty pageants, competitive eating, and so many, many more. Well, today she's back with a particularly photogenic human guinea pig experiment. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
Now, you were here in Los Angeles recently, and this new task is pretty LA-centric. Tell us about it.
I spent 3 days as a paparazzo, running around being a celebrity photographer against the celebrity's will, for the most part.
Right. So tell me, what did you do? How did you stalk your prey?
There's a little mini mall, a very expensive little mini mall called Two Rodeo. And that was where I spotted my best celebrities.
So you found one pretty quickly, and it's a guy named Tim Daly. And I have to say, I confess, I don't know who that guy is. Who is he?
He's fabulous. He's the gorgeous Tim Daly. If you saw The Sopranos this season, you've seen him. He plays Christopher's friend.
A minor character.
But he's best known as the star of the sitcom Wings.
Uh-huh. And so you got a shot of him?
Well, I'd been driving around for a while with my sister. My sister joined me, and we hadn't seen any celebrities, and I was getting a little discouraged. So we went to Fred Siegel.
That's a
very fancy schmancy clothing store. We got out of the car. My sister said, "There's Tim Daly." What added to this was they had gone to college together. So this helped launch my paparazzo career in that she went over, they hugged each other, and then my sister said, "My sister over here is a paparazzo. Could she take your picture?" So that was my first shot. What added to the unprofessionality of it was when he agreed, I aimed my camera, pressed the button, and it turned out I'd left my memory card in my printer 3,000 miles away in Washington, D.C. So I had to ask him to wait while I drove off in search of a memory card. So I don't think that happens to most professional photographers.
Right. And so who else did you nab?
Well, I ended up back on Two Rodeo when I bagged my biggest celebrities. I saw a bunch of tourists like twittering around like sparrows with a hawk circling. So I knew that there's something happening. A door to a very expensive store opens. Russell Crowe, holding his young child with his pregnant wife, comes out. I mean, this is A-list, boffo, big-time paparazzo spotting. However, given his reputation, I was very afraid if I started snapping, he'd punch me in the face. So, you know, I was really torn. I didn't know what to do. He walks up to the, you know, main drag of Two Rodeo and sits in a cafe there where there is a real paparazzo with a telephoto lens taking his picture. So I said, I'm getting in on this. And I just was scurrying around back and forth, snapping pictures of Russell Crowe. I talked to the paparazzo later. He said that shot, because he was the only real photographer there, was worth $2,500.
That is, Emily, if it's a picture that's in focus.
You know, you're getting awfully picky. I mean, I had a snap and shoot. I don't know how to focus. And anyway, do you want him to punch you in the jaw? I was doing my best. The fact that the picture's not in focus, I think, is irrelevant. You can see that it's Russell Crowe, can't you?
Yes. Yeah, that is definitely Russell Crowe. Congratulations.
Thank you. And then as I was leaving because the paparazzo got a call and he said, a desperate housewife? The redhead? All right, I'm off. So we started chasing him to photograph Marcia Cross. In my peripheral vision, I see Michael Caine. And that's in focus.
Okay. Well, you can see that photo and the photo of Russell Crowe and everyone else that Emily Yaffe shot at our website, npr.org. And you can read the entire article, all of Emily's adventures and misdeeds being a paparazzo at slate.com. Emily Yaffe, the human guinea pig for slate.com. Thank you.
You're welcome.